Chapter 29. Outer Worlds. Let's take a step back and examine the broader picture by considering a question about perspective posed by the physicist Michio Kaku. Let's say that a 10-lane superhighway is being built next to an anthill, he says. The question is, would the ants even know what a 10-lane superhighway is, or what it's used for, or how to communicate with the workers who are just feet away? And the answer is no. If there is another civilization in our backyard, in the Milky Way galaxy, would we even know its presence? There's a good chance that we, like ants in the anthill, would not understand or be able to make sense of a 10-lane superhighway next door. Other thinkers have posed similar questions. If a pair of pigeons alighted on a discarded newspaper page on a New York street, would they understand the content of the paper? A herd of cattle grazing in a pasture would be unlikely to appreciate the physical beauty of the surroundings, let alone be able to comprehend the prospects of their pending trip to the slaughterhouse. Spanish physicist Beatriz Gato Rivera has questioned whether we could be immersed in a larger civilization without being aware of it. She notes that typical civilizations of typical galaxies would likely be hundreds of thousands or even millions of years more evolved than our own. She compares it to a family of mountain gorillas and asks if the gorillas could possibly know that they are a protected species inhabiting a natural reserve in a country inside the African continent of planet Earth, blissfully unaware of nations, borders, religion, or politics, or of their own position within the planetary pecking order. Would any country on this planet send an official delegation to the mountain gorilla territory to introduce themselves openly and officially to the gorilla authorities? Gato Rivera asks. Would they shake hands, make agreements, and exchange signatures with the dominant males? She argues that it is reasonable to conclude that just as gorillas could not possibly grasp the intricacies of the larger world around them, we humans may simply lack the brain power to comprehend the most basic foundations of a larger reality that surrounds us. Gato Rivera and other physicists suspect that we are already a part of a much larger civilization, whether we can fathom this or not. And if the multiverse paradigm is true, there could be untold numbers of older, infinitely more advanced civilizations that might be capable of traveling into our world at will. If there exist thousands or millions of parallel universes, separated from ours through extra dimensions, Gato Rivera suggests, it would be natural then to expect that some proportion of these universes would have the same laws of physics as ours. And many of the corresponding advanced civilizations would master the techniques to travel or jump through the extra dimensions. This opens up enormous possibilities. Physicists at the University of California at Davis have theorized that our known universe might exist within some sort of giant black hole that is reversed, a so-called outward, a universe that is expanding into a much bigger place. According to mathematical physicist Blake Temple, the implication of this is that there is something outside. Our universe is in a much larger space-time. The universe we know could be much bigger than the regions of expanding galaxies. But the question is, could someone out there in a larger reality or parallel world get here and interact with our lives in subtle, overt, or incomprehensible ways? It is possible, physicists say, but it is questionable whether we would even notice, and even more doubtful that we would understand it if we did notice. Aliens may be here now, in another dimension, a millimeter away from our own, Kaku suggests. He points out that wave frequencies from alternate realities, other universes, and other times are all around us every moment of every day. However, just like you can only tune into one radio channel, you can only tune into one reality channel, and that is the channel that you exist in. The catch is that we cannot communicate with them. We cannot enter these universes. Still, he and some of his colleagues agree with the premise that other, more advanced civilizations may have the technological ability to make the jump at will. Kaku even speculates that we will be able to make the same jump ourselves someday, far in the future, trillions of years from now, when all of the known stars burn themselves out, our universe will undergo what might be called a big freeze. it will be impossible for any intelligent life to survive. When that happens, we will have no choice but to depart for warmer pastures. University of Pennsylvania physicist Max Tegmark, the most outspoken proponent of the multiverse concept, believes that parallel universes already interact in definitive ways with our humble cosmic abode. Tegmark and other theorists think that our universe once had 9 dimensions, but during the early stages of cosmic expansion, the 3 dimensions that constitute the parameters of our world stayed put, while the other 6 dimensions grabbed a cosmic taxi and split. Space may be 9-dimensional, but matter may exist only in a 3-dimensional surface, also known as a membrane, or brain for short. Tegmark cites the work of renowned physicists Paul Steinhardt of Princeton and Neil Turok of Cambridge University, whose calculations indicate the existence of a second 3-dimensional brain that is literally parallel to our own plane of existence, but separate from us, because it is just a tiny fraction higher on the dimensional scale. It's there, and it is part of our current reality, whether we can see it or not. This parallel universe is not really a separate universe because it interacts with ours, Tegmark says. This interaction presumably is ongoing and omnipresent, even as you listen to this sentence. If this single universe of ours truly is infinite, if countless other universes exist in our little slice of reality, if parallel dimensions also exist, each with its own countless universes, if it is likely that our world is part of a much larger reality, and if it is possible, according to the laws of physics, for an advanced intelligence somehow to travel between those alternate realities, then it may also be possible to begin to understand the kinds of mysterious events that have been observed and reported by humans throughout recorded history, including those that have been documented on the Utah Ranch. Distinguished scientists and prominent journals are no longer reluctant to discuss the most exotic theories about the nature of reality, so long as those discussions restrict themselves to the realm of esoteric chit-chats between fellow highbrows. But when scientific outsiders or maverick thinkers raise the possibility that other realities might be manifesting themselves in our physical world right now, most scientists retreat behind the snooty barricades of academia and rationalism. They may heartily support the mathematical equations that establish the existence of the other worlds, but recoil in intellectual revulsion whenever so-called paranormal events are reported, no matter how compelling the physical and testimonial evidence might be. The late astronomer J. Allen Hynek of Northwestern University, who served as the principal debunker in Project Blue Book, the much-maligned U.S. Air Force investigation of the UFO phenomenon, told the story about a convention of fellow astronomers that he attended. According to Hynek, one scientist who had slipped out of the convention for a smoke witnessed a UFO in the sky above the gathering. He ran back into the convention and announced with some alarm to the crowd that a flying saucer was hovering outside. Not one of the assembled scientists got up even to take a peek. To do so would have given credence to a discredited and unsubstantiated superstition and would have invited the scorn of their esteemed colleagues. Flying saucers can't exist, therefore they don't. At its most basic level, science is supposed to represent the investigation of the unexplained, not the explanation of the uninvestigated. Yet few scientists are willing to risk the criticism of their peers or the withdrawal of their research grants if it means pursuing the subjects that are deemed by unofficial acclamation to be unworthy tabloid fodder, the rants of disturbed minds, or the folklore of drunken trailer park lowlifes. It can't be, therefore it isn't. The ideas of visionary thinker Giordano Bruno were so unsettling to the political, religious, and scientific establishment of his day that he was burned at the stake for espousing them. The modern science establishment, which is viewed by some as the equivalent of a harsh and unforgiving religion with its own strict commandments and rigid code of conduct, no longer burns its outcasts, but it certainly excommunicates those who stray too far from the fold. Unusual experiences that intrude into our daily lives are routinely discarded or excluded from any serious discussion through the time-tested techniques of ridicule, trivialization, and debunking. A witness who reports a UFO is either mistaken, psychotic, inebriated, or out to make a buck. It is no small irony that millions of people all over the world have experienced and reported events of high strangeness, events that are completely consistent with the most exotic, cutting-edge theories of the nature of reality, yet these encounters are almost always dismissed without so much as a cursory investigation. Despite nearly a century of mind-boggling, paradigm-shifting discoveries and ideas to the contrary, we continue to live as if Newton's laws still define our reality, as if the high strangeness of the universe has nothing to do with our daily lives. But is this true? In 1991, a nationwide Roper poll found that millions of Americans were experiencing events that defy our textbooks and our understanding of reality. The study polled nearly 6,000 people and was easily the largest statistical sample ever undertaken concerning paranormal experiences among the general public. The size of the sample meant that the statistical margin of error was 2% or less, far more reliable than most political surveys. Astoundingly, the Roper pollsters found that 18% of those polled had experienced waking paralysis with no apparent cause. 13% said they had experienced missing time, hours, or even days for which they have no memory or explanation. 8% said that they had seen balls of light or orbs which might be interpreted as UFOs. And another 8% noticed unexplained scars on their bodies. The survey suggests that approximately 1 in every 10 Americans, more than 20 million people, had experienced events that might be considered paranormal. A second Roper poll, conducted 7 years later, found a smaller number of people, 7% instead of the earlier 10%, reporting these same experiences. It isn't clear why the overall percentage changed, but even at the lower number, millions of people claim to have experienced something strange and dramatic in their lives. It is clear that mainstream public attitudes and beliefs toward so-called anomalous phenomena are profoundly out of step with mainstream science attitudes and beliefs. And just as cosmologists and physicists sometimes sound like religious mystics, an increasing number of psychologists and anthropologists are beginning to explore the human mind as something more than the consequence of neurochemical trafficking in the brain. These new areas of research may also be relevant to an understanding of some of the events that occurred on the ranch.